fun with her new husband in Chesapeake Shores, Maryland. Luke O'Brien was the attraction there. Moira's clever argument took another twist. After all, Peter's done for me. It's only fitting that I not leave him in the lurch when I move to Chesapeake Shores. Come to Dublin, where you'll be making at least twice the tips and have the support of a man who's been nothing short of an angel to me. He'd be the same for you. It could be the sort of partnership your life's been lacking. Kira noted with some amusement that Moira hadn't suggested romance. A word her daughter knew well would have sent Kira fleeing in the opposite direction.
He has his own children to step in and help with the running of the pub, Kira had protested, even though much of what her daughter said made sense.
The prospect of starting over, though, was a scary business. As harsh and difficult as her life had been, it was a niche in which she felt comfortable. With children to support on her own, she'd stopped taking chances. Moira was exactly right about that. She'd put her family first. Wasn't that what a mother was meant to do? The thought of taking a daring risk now was beyond terrifying and yet perhaps just a little intriguing.
His sons have little interest in the pub, much to Peter's dismay, Moira said. There will be a room for you. Peter will